Christine at 96. She breaks into knowing. The days so long, she says, and howls when she knows the drift will go on in this chair like no story she ever told of dancing. The circles they made, complete, unbroken. She knows us all but cannot say, and smiles for us so slyly in gray rooms where the howl we know have always known. That story never stops for her in the drift that others now ache to see. She knows she was once upright, clean as lightning, before this chair, before the drift, who smiled without howling, unbroken once more, who could ride and dance and know. She remembers riding the howl of sun on her face, the rout of drift, her mastery of knowing, of breaking the limits of gallop and jump, and when she says his name, she smiles their story. She says, he danced so well. She breaks our grief by howling within when we've gone for the day that goes on. The story's too dim. Everything drifting, she says. Everything broken but us who tell her again of the dance and the ride of her body once knowing. She knows memories unbroken by time and the drift she lives that banishes the hours, that smothers the howls of knowing this cursed chair and nothing of his arms, of that horse's mane, but his name. She says his name.